Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Lamed Zayin, Chapter 37, When the Grass Looks Greener. There is a saying in American culture, the grass looks greener on the other side. It means that often when people look at other people's life, it seems better, more desirable than what they have, but it's usually an illusion. The grass just looks greener. It isn't in reality. In this long parak of Tehillim, David addresses the idea that although people who do the wrong thing may look like they're prospering, they may look with his imagery like lush green grass. Don't be envious. Ultimately, the grass is not greener over there. It's an illusion. Serve Hashem, trust in Hashem, do the right things, David counsels, and you will flourish with permanence. Let's take a look inside. Pasuk Aleph, LeDavid, Al tischar b'mera'im, Al tekaneh b'osei avla. Don't compete with evil people. Don't be envious of them. Pasuk Beis, Ki chatzir mehera yimalu, ukiyerek desha yibolun. They will soon be cut like grass and wither away like greenery. Their portion just looks good, David HaMelech says. The grass looks greener by them, but it's false. It's a temporary illusion. That green-looking grass will be cut down. It will wither, it will get weak, and die. Instead of being envious of them, what should we do? Pasuk Gimel, B'tach b'Hashem b'aseh tov. Live with bitachon and do good. And then when we do that, what will happen? Seven times in this parak, David goes on to emphasize the permanent good that will follow. In contrast to the prosperity of those who don't go in the ways of Hashem, which is temporary and short-lived, like green grass that gets mowed down, the good that comes from good choices has permanence. Let's go through those seven times. Pasuk Gimel, Shechon Eretz, you will live in the land. Rashi explains that we will live, we will settle in tranquility. Pasuk Tes, the Kovei Hashem Hema Yershu Eretz, those who hope to Hashem will inherit the land. Pasuk Yir Aleph, Anavim Yershu Eretz, humble people will inherit the land. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Kimavarchav Yershu Eretz, those who Hashem blesses will inherit the land. Again, inheritance is language of permanence. Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Sur Meirav Asei Tov, Ushachon Le'olam, turn from evil, do good, and you will always live safely, Le'olam. Pasuk Chaf Tes, Tzadikim Yershu Aretz, Yishkenu La'ad Aleha, righteous people will inherit the land and live there eternally. Pasuk Lamed Zalid, Kaveh El Hashem Ushmar Darko, Virum Mimcha Lareshes Aretz. Put your hope in Hashem, keep to his path, he will raise you to possess the land. And the last one, Vihikares Rishaim Tireh, the Rishaim, those who are the opposite of all that has been described, they will be kares, they will be cut off. Tireh. You will see this one day to be true, David says. In summary, as the expression goes, the grass looks greener on the other side, but it is just looks. It's temporary. Choose bitachon, choose to do good, and you will benefit permanently. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.